USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We will not stand idly by and allow public institutions to violate their students' constitutional rights.
President Trump signs an executive order protecting campus free speech.
Federal agencies will use their authority under various grant-making programs to ensure that public universities protect First Amendment rights of their students.
In other news, former Vice President Joe Biden reportedly considering Stacey Abrams as a running mate should he decide to run for 2020. Someone from his staff floating the idea to Axios, Abrams losing to Republican Brian Kemp, who President Trump endorsed in the Georgia governor's race. On Wall Street, the Dow up 216 points to close at 25,962, the NASDAQ up almost 110 points, and the S&P 500 up 30 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
New information about the college admission scandal that's been in the news. A college student now sharing details on conversations her family has with the alleged mastermind, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
There have been a lot of concerns regarding the admissions process when it comes to getting into elite universities. But the college admissions scandal has really exposed some of the weaknesses that experts say will result in far-reaching changes. Parents are coming forward and saying how Rick Singer approached them about getting their child into school. This student who got into USC with Singer's help explains how it all began with a conversation between Singer and her mom.
He asked her what my grades were. He asked her what my ACT score was. She told him, and he said, oh, those aren't getting her into Ivy Leagues.
The student continues on CBS This Morning.
He goes, oh, well, you know, is she athletically involved in any way? Is she a star athlete? And my mom says, this girl can't play anything. She's terrible at athletics. And he kind of just said, oh, it won't be a problem.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To Washington, where counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says even she's shocked at her husband George Conway's tweets and comments lately. Is their marriage in trouble?
That after her husband lashes out at President Trump on Twitter, questioning the president's mental stability.
My husband also has been very critical of the president publicly, which is unlike him, just because he's traditionally been a very private person. In 2016, which is known as the year of the tweet, George Conway sent exactly zero tweets. So this is new. And what also is new is not supporting the agenda of the president and my work there.
Conway speaking on Fox News, President Trump fired back at her husband, recently calling him a whack job and a stone-cold loser. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To New Zealand now, where a few people shot in that terrorist attack while praying in their mosque remain in critical condition, and the investigation continues, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
We're told the youngest victim of the attack was only 3 years old and the eldest 71, as New Zealand's Police Commissioner Mike Bush explains the process.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistakes.
Another 50 were injured in the attack, 12 of whom remain in critical condition. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.